Now, that one takes a little bit of practice, but what we have found, and I just used this for the first time recently, this is from William Fay in his book, Share Jesus Without Fear. And his website is sharejesuswithoutfear.com. I encourage you to read this book. It's very simple. And the first time I used it was in Mexico. And the partner who was with me did not know English. I did not know Spanish. He was a head elder at a church in Mexico, a Lutheran church. And he got a very quick prep from the missionary we were working with who translated into Spanish, this is what we're about to go out and do. And they didn't get much prep. Basically said, you know, we're going to pray right here. Then we're going to go out in the community. We're going to do a Bible study community. We're going to prayer walk. And then we're going to engage people. And we didn't give much instruction other than that. And the missionary had translated for me these questions into Spanish so I could ask these questions. And I was afraid that someone may ask me a question and I didn't know what they're saying because they're all speaking Spanish in Mexico. However, the missionary helped me say, and I wrote it out, if I was to be asked a question, I could say, well, but what do you think, to get them talking. So as you hear these questions, you'll see that the answers don't matter so much. We want to help people talk, and then we let Scripture speak for itself in the law and the gospel. So the questions, very simple, five questions. Do you have any kind of spiritual beliefs? And we let them talk, and whatever their answer is we just nod our head and, it's interesting. We give them confirmation that we're listening to them. And when they're done, we'll let them talk as long as they want. When they're done, to you, who is Jesus Christ? And again, just letting them talk and letting them finish. So as I was doing this in Mexico, the challenge for me is knowing when they were actually done, so I didn't cut them off in the middle of a thought because I couldn't understand what they said. But for this method, it's not that important as to understand what someone's saying. Third question, do you think there's a heaven or hell? And again, listening to their response. And if they talk for 5 or 10 minutes, it's listening patiently. Number four, when they're done answering number three. Number four, if you died, where would you go? Heaven or hell, and why? And so if they say heaven and have any other response other than Jesus Christ, we ask a fifth question. And this one I didn't ask in Mexico because I didn't know what they said of the fourth question, but then we went to Scripture, so it was okay. The fifth question is, if what you are believing is not true, would you want to know? And it's kind of hard for someone to say no to this unless they just don't want to talk. So then we go to Scripture to look at what Scripture says. Seven places in Scripture we point to. So in Mexico, I was able to find Romanos 3, what do you say, verse in Spanish? Do we know? I had it written out. Verse 23, Romans 3, verse 23. And in Spanish, we'd have to say, I beg of you, please, would you be willing to read this out loud? And here in the United States, just would you read this out loud? And then after that, what does this say to you? Then we go to Romans 6:23. I'll flip to it, put it in front of them, point to the verse. Would you read this? And then again, out loud. And what does it say to you? The third verse is the same process. Third verse is John 3, verse 3. The fourth verse is John 14, verse 6. Then we go to Romans 10, verses 9 to 11. The sixth is 2 Corinthians 5, verse 15. And then Revelation 3, verse 20. And then again, we want to give people an opportunity to ask, is there any way that we can pray for you? And as I had mentioned before, we can ask, do you believe that there's anything you've done that is not forgiven by the perfect work of Jesus on the cross and what he did on the cross for the forgiveness of your sins? And then again, would you like to pray and thank God for what he's already done for you in Jesus Christ? So those are a couple ways that we use using the Ten Commandments and also the way through Bill Fay's book. You really don't need to know much but have your cheat sheet. And I was reading off my cheat sheet, but that was okay. And the gentleman that we approached on a dark street in Nuevo Laredo, I went through with my broken Spanish, not really understanding what was going on. I had a partner who could not understand my English. Well, I wasn't speaking English, but he went away from that knowing how to use this And he talked to the missionary and said, I would like this whole, all this instructions on the sheet translated in Spanish. We have it on English and in English and in Spanish on our website, cpmin.net, and encourage you to try this resource out. First time I did it in Spanish, and there was a very positive response from those we talked to.